Most menu items in the D2D perspective reference a bundle which is defined in, as you guessed it, an XML file. Cave extends the concept of an AWPS1 bundle, which was essentially just a component of a procedure. Bundles in AWPS2, though, describe the specifications of a Cave display. At a minimum, bundles specify the type of plot, like a contour map or a station model plot, time series sounding or whatnot, and provide a connection to the weather data to queries to the metadata database. To illustrate a bundle, we'll look at a model family in the volume menu since we're already somewhat familiar with the volume menu. Here is a bottom portion of the base families of the XML file in the volume menus area of the localization perspective. Note that these menu items are bundle items and each reference a file in a bundle/volume directory. Like the menu files, these bundles can be in Cave's ETSA directory or in a localization store. Both locations automatically appear in the localization perspective. We will examine the NAM40 model family, which references the default family.xml bundle. Note that several different model families use this same bundle, and various key value pairs can be passed into the bundle as well. The NAM40 model family has two contour plots visible by default, with six more that can be toggled off and on, shown here using a legend that's been blown up. Remember that the legend is a visible representation of the vertical structure of the display, in other words, which products overlay or underlay other products. Here is the top section of the default family.xml bundle. To start with, we can see that the map display is based on the CONUS scale with a center point of about -79.1 degrees longitude and 33.9 degrees latitude. The product to be displayed, called a resource, is a contour with solid lines and a width of 1 pixel. The plot also defaults to a visible state. Besides a description of the graphical characteristics of the plot, the bundle also formulates a query for the metadata to be associated with this plot. The metadata then is connected to the actual data through a data URI reference. In this particular case, we can see that the database is queried based on 6 conditions. Among these, the plugin must be grid, the parameter is geopotential height, which is GH, for 500 millibars, which are the references to level. Later, we'll see how these metadata maps correspond to the actual database tables, but for now, we can see that the first resource in the bundle creates the bottom layer in the map, which is the 500 millibar height from the NAM or MESO-ADA model. The bundle continues with, quote, resources for all 8 contour plots of this model family, but the exact graphical and metadata specifications change for each plot. A given bundle can mix and match plots of all different types, and it's possible to have user-level overrides of each bundle as well. The Cave configuration exercises will step you through several examples of how to do exactly this.